It's time for What's Cooking on 95BFM.
It sure is that time of the show. We are super stoked. We've got Joel Field from Purley on the line right now. Kia ora, Joel. How are you tonight?
Kia ora. I'm real good. Real good.
Awesome. Oh, yeah. We're so stoked to have you on.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course. Of course. Yeah, we've been loving the album. For our listeners, Purley, just last Friday, if I'm correct, released released their debut album, Not So Sweet, which is such a sick body of work. It's so great. So congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, and I just wanted to say, I used to play post-key PCP, I just said this earlier in the show, so much on my graveyard show, so at like 5 a.m. on a Monday. And you know what? I enjoyed it a lot. A great song. But you've just released the debut album, Not So Sweet, and now it's been out for a couple of days. How are you feeling to have it out finally?
I'm feeling really, really proud. I think all of us are, and it's been like the kind of it's been a crazy release to be a part of, and all the work that went into it with like so many people, like it's just been like super special, and it's been like a way bigger step up in terms of quality and kind of hype and kind of attention than any kind of thing I'd really been a part of before this, so it's felt really special and quite surreal sometimes.
And this first track we're gonna play, the Billy Boyo track, One Spliff a Day. Why'd you pick this one first?
So I think partway through recording this album about a year ago, I just got really burnt out from listening to rock music.
Honestly, because
everything was kind of like a competition. So like every song you heard was like, oh, how'd they do that, and I just wanted something real different. So I got like real into this, I got quite into reggae, and this is one of the funnest songs I've found on that mission. And this was like our kind of walk-on song last time we played Whammy, and I think it might possibly be in the future. It's just a good time.
Oh, that's so fun. We're gonna play it and then continue talking in a sec, but for our listeners, this is One Spliff a Day by Billy Boyo.
Coming on the musical shock attack, and team come down, turn your back. Because me sweeter than the water with a coconut, me nicer than the lollipop. But watch a man, the eye on the mountain and the cool of the breeze, the little of the fish here, the tight of the squeeze. It smell like a overnight rice and peas. The sun come down, the earth get hotter, the girl fish smell like a old dead rat. But money just a bubble like a soup in a. She have two breasts, she wear a long dress, betwixt her leg, she have a bird nest, betwixt her leg, she have a bird nest, cause everywhere me go, cause them must send me.
We're listening to some Billy Boyo, and we've got Joel Field from Purley on the line. Having started releasing together in 2023 and off the back of your self-titled EP, how did you guys kind of go about like approaching and writing this album, making this album?
The EP was quite, I feel like we had quite a specific kind of thing we wanted to do. We wanted the songs to be short and poppy, and that was kind of a conscious decision to do something different to what I had done in previous bands. Like, I still write music with Dale Kerrigan, but and Porpoise, where those are very like quite long thought out technical things. And the EP was to get away from that and to find a different sound that was unfamiliar for me and Josh, really. And this the album, I feel, was kind of us after that finding what we really sound like. We came across a sound that we liked in the EP, and we kind of wanted to expand on that, and we pulled from bigger sources, and the songs got a little more intricate, but still sounded, I mean, and do sound more like us.
Mm. For sure, yeah. You mentioned there, of course, that you play in other projects, Dale Kerrigan, namely.
Yeah.
How do you kind of, like, see or, like, I don't know, approach each different project and then, like, take that into Pearly?
Well, I think, like, it's really good being able to have multiple things on the go. Like, I'm very busy now that both of them are kind of doing quite cool things, but that's great. Yeah. It's double the opportunity.
Yeah.
But I think every time you have a release, you kind of, there's something you wish you did differently or something, or maybe you wish you could go about something differently.
Mm.
I really love Dale for the ability to be more noisy, be more experimental, and just not give, like, not really care too much about if we're pleasing anyone. Like, we really liked being able to not put the record on Spotify with Dale and stuff, and that felt quite good to do.
Yeah.
But in the same sense, like, then when you come with Pearly, it's like, you know, part of you wants as many people as possible to listen to that record. So you can kind of, and that being our first release, it was kind of a different approach, even though maybe it would have been cool to not put it on Spotify, but still, I wish I did one thing, I wish I did another thing. You can do both those things.
Yeah, for sure. We've got another track from you guys, A Praise Chorus by Jimmy Eat World. We're going to hit that one and then we'll talk a little bit more about it afterwards. Listening to A Praise Chorus by Jimmy Eat World for What's Cooking with Pearly. Why did you guys pick this track, Joel?
We love Jimmy Eat World. Jimmy Eat World is kind of a guilty pleasure. obviously, they have that big track, the middle.
Yeah.
We kind of fully took the intro to the middle in our song, I Wanna Be You, starts exactly the same, pretty much.
Mm.
That kind of, like, with Jimmy Eat World came from this really core 90s emo scene. And I think quite gracefully transitioned into writing really good pop music.
Mm.
And I think that's so fun, the ability to kind of be able to do both. And I think that's something, that's something I really thought was really cool about them.
For sure.
Yeah, like, there's something super accessible about them as well. Like, they're not weird at all, so yeah, I don't know. And you recorded this last project with Nick Rogan. How'd that collaboration come about, and what was that recording experience like for you guys?
Nick Rowan is Mick Rowan's amazing. It was so fun working with him. He's so good at what he does, and he's been doing it for years. He hit me up with Dale to ask him if we wanted to do an album, and I had no idea who he was at the time. And I kind of ignored it until Francesca Griffiths, Francesca Griffiths and the Bus Shouter Boys and Look Blue Go Purple kind of came into work one day handing out flyers, and I recognized the name and I asked her what the story was, and she was like, no, this guy is super, super cool. Organized a tour of the studio, and I was like, what? Like, this is super legit. Went in there and like just got on super well. Like, he just takes the piss out of you the whole time you're there, and I think that is that was quite comfortable. Like, I really enjoyed like doing a vocal take, and I was like, is that any good? And he was like, no, that was terrible, come with me. And you really didn't know if he was being serious or not, and right. But when he was like, yeah, it just felt good. It felt not serious. It felt real fun. But he really put lots and lots of time and effort into this project, and I felt he really connected with it. And him being such a legend, it was so special that he felt these songs were good.
So cool to hear that your recording experience was super relaxed. I feel like sometimes music can feel, or the process of it can feel quite serious, but it's nice to hear. And I think that shows on the finished project of the record. So, yeah.
That's great to hear.
We've got, and we've got one last song that you've picked for us. The Yeah Yeah Yeahs. We've got Phenomena. I think we should play it, Soph.
Let's hit it. Listening to Phenomena by the Yeah Yeah Yeahs. Such a great track. Good selection.
Yeah. It's cool, eh?
Yeah, so good.
That was me and Phaedra's probably like biggest kind of shared influence before we started Pearly. And she got to see them, I think, in Melbourne a couple years ago.
So good.
It was great. And like that was my favorite album, that Show Your Bones album, when I was I think it came out when I was year two, maybe.
My mum had the CD.
Wait, awesome.
And I was just super into it, eh?
Oh my gosh.
That's so funny. Just like imagining like a 6-year-old rocking out to that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. She had like the PJ Harvey stories from the Seeing the City, whatever that one is,
right.
As well. Yeah. And that was, yeah.
Formative
big
as
time.
Hell.
Big time good. yeah.
With your selections today, how like influential would you say like the music you listen to as a band, like I guess in particular with the selections today, like how much does that influence like the music you make together, and I guess particularly with this record?
I mean, I feel like all music comes from the music that you listen to or the collective listens to.
For sure.
And I think like if you want to make good music, you first have to listen to good music, you know, that.
True.
Yeah. And
I think, you know, that everyone always says it, but like there's not much original and there's not much that hasn't been done. It's just kind of taken from what's good. Yeah.
I think especially playing in genres which have such like a well-worn history, I don't know, it feels strange when I hear people say like, oh no, like we have no influence, I don't know what you mean, but I don't know, I think there's like a respect that comes with, I don't know, like especially playing in more of the alt rock scene, like there's so much great music that's come before. And
Totally. 100%. And like even with like, I'd say some of my biggest influences are from like New Zealand as well.
Totally.
And that would go for all of us, like even like how people play, and especially like say like Ringlets, like watching Leith just jump around is like so inspiring. And
for sure,
the earnest and like a office dog like Kane song, and like
you're speaking our language.
Oh, we love this.
for sure. We've lastly got a track from the album itself. For your own track today, you've picked Opposition City. I really love this track. I saw you guys play live in Auckland when you were last here. I distinctly remember hearing this one live, and I thought it was so great. Do you want to talk a little bit, just before we play that one, about the making of this track in particular?
Yeah, so this was really fun to make. I think like when we took it in, it wasn't 100% where it is, where it got to. So this was like one of the only songs that, you know, we got down a really, we recorded the whole album live.
Mm.
And we got to that end section where it just goes down to the one note and stuff. And we ended up like taking the drums that were there and making drum loops and kind of just gone, you know, we extended it a whole bunch and like cut off an end and put things together. And that was like, that was really the first time I'd ever really done that in the studio. And like, just the excitement being there, like watching something come together. And like Nick was in his element, like obviously like Skeptics, like his first band was all about like sampling and putting things together. So, and he just had the biggest smile on his face the whole time, and
cute.
That was really cool. Yeah, I love that end section where it does that, and that's obviously like, you know, like the is like big inspired by kind of that New York thing with like very Interpol kind of thing, or maybe even like Joy Division kind of thing.
Yeah, no, it's so great. It's such a dynamic track, and so great to listen to. So we're going to hit that one now. Hey, thank you so much, Joel, for joining us. It's been such a pleasure.
Cheers for having me. Yeah, it's been fun.
Of course. For our listeners, that was Joel Field from Pearly chatting to us for What's Cooking. Their debut album, Not So Sweet, is out now. And you can listen to that in your own time. It's so great. Totally
so
recommend.
Good. Mm-hmm.
And we're going to play a track from it. This is Opposition City by Pearly. You're on 95BFM.
That was What's Cooking on 95 BFM.